Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Well, I'm going to use the word happy. We are also happy to be with you because today is a very special day. Today, we're going to talk about what many would call the quote-unquote secrets to happiness, how you can honestly maintain a positive experience, a happy life, regardless of what is happening on the outside. And that's a big show. There's so much to share.
Absolutely, because, you know, even the Buddha said, what people seek is happiness.
This is true.
And when we are content, when we are in a state of contentment and happiness, then everything gets a whole lot easier.
Well, you know, talking about it getting a whole lot easier and when we're in a state of happiness, give us a buzz. Get into the queue. Let's chat with you today. Let's invite you into the show. Let's make sure that we get those mini soul readings handled. So here's the number, guys. 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And give us a call. Get in the queue. Now, look, if you call and the queue is full, that means you're going to get a busy signal. So hold on to that line, because as soon as we say hi and goodbye, you can get a chance to call back in. And we love connecting with you, our beloved listeners.
And truly, yes, it is an opportunity to expand recognition, love, and service. So thank you for your calls. Thank you for listening. And thank you for waking up.
Yeah. And you know, I just want to say thank you to a lot of our listeners. We have been bombarded with emails. And remember,
and we like it.
We love it. And you can always send us an email. And the email address is guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Again, it's simply guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Now, guys, I want to read two emails that came in because, you know, if you've been tracking with us all month long, and we really hope that you have been, there is so much happening and everything has been in the flow as we discussed it, including that quote unquote energy of a false flag event between the 9th and the 19th. We actually saw that manifest, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as well. But I want to start off with a letter from a beautiful woman named Paula. And here's her email, Shri. Mm-hmm. My dear friends, my son has dealt with depression and anxiety and has lived with me 7 years now. He took to abusing alcohol with his medication, and it became a desperate situation. Gathering and allowing these powerful energies at this time, I spoke to him on October 9th and drove him to a detox facility. He is now at home and in recovery with a new purpose and energy in his life. Today, October 16th, he found out he still has a job. Each day's energies have played out exactly as you have shared. I am writing with gratitude and thanks in my heart. So much is truly unfolding as we trust and allow. Light, love, and blessings, Paula.
Beautiful indeed. Paula, we congratulate you on your spiritual tenacity.
In every way, I just love, I wanted to open with this email because a lot of emails are coming in about the energy of the month, and especially that energy between the 9th and the 18th, now that we're through it.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I do want to offer is that substance abuse, addictions, and all that, that entire, it's almost like it's a world, way of being. Is been a situation that has been available for many, many decades. And in my experience, both having a family member that went through the process and as a counselor that would sit in therapy sessions with families, what I've learned is that everybody has their moment.
Yeah.
And that a person can have multiple visits to rehab, a person can have multiple visits in therapy, but there comes a moment when it finally clicks in. And I truly pray and honor that our listener took advantage of the energy of the times that were happening right here in October and seized the moment. So I want to say congratulations, and I want to offer encouragement to all of you that may have friends, family, whatever, who are looking assistance with substances and addictions. It takes perseverance to break through the habit of the situation with substance abuse. And there's nothing more I can say on that one right now other than keep on going, keep on living day to day until you break free. So, beloveds, you know, we are at an amazing time, and this time on our planet has been rising and rising and rising, this energy. And here we are in October, and we are kind of in this place of plateauing with this grand expansion that has come forward.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, remember that the energy of October has been about trust. And yes. What has that trust been about? Yourself. And we got a fabulous email here, and I want to read this one, Sri, because this is another one that really is chiming in, and people are really moving through, and we can't stress enough. You know, guys, we last week we actually offered you day by day energies.
Yeah.
And we have had so many people, whether you're writing us directly here at guest@sriandkiraradio.com, whether you're writing us from our website, sriandkira.com, whether you're writing us from any other, there's so many places people are writing us at over at onenesstalkradio.com. But what we can share with you is this, that this is a moment to claim happiness, to step into the gift of that trust. And so we have this wonderful email here that is another one I think we really need to share.
Well, this one comes in and says, Namaste, Sri and Kira. All I can say about this week is, wow, total insanity.
Now, we received this email on the 18th, so they're talking about the week that just closed, and I think we all can agree with that.
Total insanity, both good and bad. Your predictions for this month have been spot on. It is amazing. This week has been one of the hardest weeks this month because I've had to put my little, quote, kid in the passenger seat big time and say, I am in control now. Dealing with the inner child truly is like dealing with a child at times. A few issues brought up, including healing past traumas, fear, anxiety, and anger, and standing up against the bad guys, even if the inner child is scared to death.
I just want to, this email came from Benjamin, and I just want to clap and applaud and say congratulations, Benjamin, because you're already modeling trust just in that first paragraph.
So, yeah, if we're taking a pause here, because he has more to share, but before we get there.
Yeah, no, this was just a powerful share.
The reason we selected this to read is it's representative of many other emails.
So many, especially over at our YouTube channel as well. And if you have not been to official Sri and Kira at YouTube, get there and watch the October video. Lots of people saying the same thing there.
Yeah, that it has been a crazy time for people who are in that. From my perspective, I call it transition moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
like we are unhooking from the density dramas, mm-hmm. yet, you know, we have a history. We have habits. We have to have a little patience with ourselves.
If that isn't true.
Because stuff gets triggered. Anyway, so Benjamin was saying he was dealing with it this week. Then he goes on to share, on Monday, I felt guided to start a music podcast. In 2012, I was burned and scammed and involved radio broadcasting and podcasting, and it's taken me years to fully heal and resolve that. Yet, after producing the first episode, I felt so strong, and then, bang, a few hours later, the emotions and memories of the past came in like a freight train. It took a lot of trust to do this. Anyway, like a huge leap forward, and so it continues. It feels like all layers are being peeled back and healed on a level I haven't felt in a long time. Now, he goes on to say, I would love to request a mini soul reading. I'm still concerned about one situation where the other party is dragging their feet and making it difficult to me. So much love and thanks for being you. Little heart emojis. Love, Benjamin.
Well, first and foremost, guys, I want to share with you that we happen to know this beautiful being only because he's been a listener and he's written us quite a bit. And while we've never met in person, Benjamin is such a kind, sharing gift that he sent us his music, which is phenomenal.
Beautiful, it's just incredible. Music, yeah.
So if you want to connect with Benjamin's extraordinary music, we actually have him featured over at onenesstalkradio.com. So go to onenesstalkradio.com and in the host section, go to all music. And in the all music section, you will find Benjamin and his music. Now, beautiful, beloved Benjamin, we are praying that your experiences that you're having now are also helping to heal the wounds of the past. And I find it quite profound that the last time you had the energy to do this was 2012.
Yeah.
Right? 2012, as we all know, was a profound energetic moment on the planet. A lot happened. Sri and I have done show after show after show about this. But Benjamin, I'm sharing this as part of your mini soul reading because, first of all, it's 2018. It's 6 years later. There is a magic in the six. There is a magic in the Merkaba light vehicle. There is a magic in trusting yourself. And my angel, your mini soul reading is going to say exactly what you've already said yourself. All the beings around you are saying that this final little piece, you said there's this one situation. When I look at that and your guides point me to it, they're saying it's like the final moment for you to hold that trust and keep walking. Apply all the same energy and trust to that situation that you're applying to everything else right now, and you will be blown away at the resolution coming forward for you. Just stay in your flow and model flow, and I think you're going to be really beautifully blown away. And thank you, Benjamin, for bringing this up, because today we're talking about happiness and the key to happiness or the secret to happiness. And, you know, Sri and I were very, very blessed that 16, what year did we actually meet? Was it 2003? 2002, right.
Two.
So in 2002, oh my goodness, right? When Sri and I met, quote unquote, online, right? Remember, we met online. One of the things that happened for both of us was that we were very acutely aware, and most likely because of our life experiences, and Sri's going to chime in at any point now, but because of our life experiences, I mean, I'm Sri's third wife and he's my fifth husband, that what was it that was the secret or the key? How is it that after having all of these other experiences that we were able to come back together and really remain? I mean, I always share with anyone that I love Sri, if not more today than the day we got married. And we got married 3 months after we met. So it's been pretty much the whole time.
That it has. You know, it's important to recognize that we all have beliefs and lenses through which we look at life. Yet happiness, contentment, joy, and inner peace seem to operate outside the field of the lenses.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness and joy and inner peace are all related to a state of beingness. Now, so coming back to the topic for the show about happiness, for Kira and I, our partnership, our marriage was founded upon a spiritual recognition.
Yeah, we even met at spiritualsingles.com. It was a tip-off. But that was 16 years ago.
It was a different scene.
We do want to say, those of you that are going to spiritualsingles.com, because Sri and I met there, it is now owned by a different group of people. It is a very different website than when Sri and I met there. We're not saying don't try it. We're just saying that
we know nothing about it, really.
We're not giving this as a testimonial because we do not know the state of it today. We know that when we were there 16 years ago, when it was by the original founders, that was the perfect venue for us.
It worked well for us. The thing I want to share, the lesson learned in life for us was that Kira mentioned that she had had other marriages, and I too had had other marriages. What was the motivating factor? What drove those marriages to happen? And I can tell you, it wasn't the key to happiness. It was other motivations.
Well, I think this is important because at the time, you know, you say it almost glibly. Well, it wasn't the key to happiness. Well, how would you know?
Until you work through it. Yeah.
You think it is because it's a question of density or ascended presence. And I think that's what this is really all about.
Bingo.
That,
indeed.
You know, yeah. it's, you know, can you honestly live in your ascended presence anytime and all the time? The answer is yes. But I will share with you guys that there are the, we like to call it the perils of density. And I know for myself, Sri, I certainly thought when I was entering into those marriages that I was happy. And I certainly thought that that was going to be, you know, the end all, even though I had much practice. But it wasn't until that fourth marriage ended that I really was able to wake up and see that every single one of those prior experiences, and guys, while Sri and I are applying this toward partnerships and marriages, this applies to your family. This applies to your friends. This applies to people. This applies to everything. So I don't want you to think this is just limited in that area. But what I realized after that, and in that beautiful moment of being with me, between the end of my fourth marriage and when you and I met, that was probably the single most profound healing moment in my life, because I realized that every one of those prior marriages, I had compromised who I truly was. I never fully was authentic because I couldn't be because of those huge compromises. And I had never allowed myself to really live my spiritual life 24/7. It was something that I had around me. It was kind of surfacey. I read the books. I had some things, but I didn't live it. And yeah, I know for myself, that became one of those foundational keys in the lock of bringing me into true happiness.
Well, it's a powerful thing to have an intimate relationship. We can't discount the rich, rich environment. It brings up so much.
Oh, yeah.
And our psychology, our history, our families, the whole thing.
It brings it all.
And so I don't mean to be glib by saying that it's from a 2020 hindsight, I could say, boy, it took me a while to learn, you know.
Well, you know, but the reality is that's the blessing. Like, my heart sings that we have this beautiful community, you guys right here, that every week we get to commit and come together on this show. And through this gift of this beautiful community, you and I have the blessing of sharing that kind of 2020 hindsight for those that are just stepping into these moments. There was nobody there to help me. There was nobody there to help you. We kind of had to dig it through and go through it on our own. And I think one of the greatest gifts any of us can ever aspire to is to grow through the experiences and then share for the benefit of others. Yeah. And that is the gift that we collectively create every week on this show.
And so as we talk about happiness, remembering there's happiness in partnership and there's happiness in your life with or without partner.
Exactly. Happiness is an internal gift that only you can activate. And when it's activated in the ascended energy, nothing can take it away. Absolutely.
So the
nothing.
Magic phrase there is the ascended energy, the ascended presence. And until we have an opportunity to learn the difference, to be able to step into our ascended presence, to discern the difference between that and egoic presence, then what we're discovering is the gateway to an expanded field of happiness. Mm-hmm. Or let me say this a little differently. All of the solutions, all the marriages, the relationships, the choices made at younger times had a much stronger emotional basis.
Well, because now this is really powerful, Sri, because you're still slugging through or you're still navigating that pyramid of spiritual awakening.
Exactly.
And until you can break through density consciousness into the upper levels of spiritual activism, happiness will always be transient because it's always dependent on some other condition.
Yep. And so, then we move into the different states of compromise and denial and all of it. The thing to remember is that everything is good. Every relationship has value. Every partnership has value.
Now, for those of you that are screaming, you don't know my experience, I want you to hear that we honor that. We get it. We are, Sri is sharing that from the ascended perspective of regardless of whatever happened, no matter what a nightmare you think it was, eventually you will see why it happened. And guys, I can say this from the bottom of my heart. My fourth marriage, honest to God, was like the script of a bad B movie, literally ending with the FBI showing up at my door while I am holding my 2-month-old baby. And they look me in the eye and tell me I have been my husband's cover for 7 years. So no matter what, I'm telling you guys, there's always a reason. And with all my heart, I am so grateful for that marriage, because without it, I would not be here today being who I am. I believe that my fourth husband played his role, as did everybody, perfectly.
Absolutely. And so if we stay awake, we will capture discernment, we'll capture wisdom, we'll capture other gifts, and those are unique to your situations and circumstances. Well, but the key is that as long as we're willing to breathe and return to what is deeper and true, meaning hand on heart, take the deep breath and tune into that energy that is sometimes so hard to describe, but it is your soul's presence. As we align with that, we begin to gain an ascended perspective on everything.
Now, guys, you might say, Kira, wait a minute. How can you absolutely feel that good about it? And I was going to send you to our website to get our forgiveness packet, but we took it off. So if you want our forgiveness packet, send an email to support@selfascension.com, because here's what I'm going to share with you. How can you be happy no matter what has happened in your life, by going through the practice of forgiveness with sincerity, with love and presence, and honest to goodness with all my heart and soul. And we have put it out there for months now, and we will restore it back at our website homepage. But until we do, please, 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 my angels, go ahead, send us an email to support@selfascension.com, and we will send you the 7-day forgiveness practice, and it will change your life, because the forgiveness energy is one of the foundational pieces to opening up that key to true lifelong happiness.
Absolutely, because happiness is meaning we're happy with the now. We've given up all hope of fixing the past.
All hope of a better past.
Let it go, because then our now, we have all of our life energy to enjoy this moment.
And think about it, guys. Every time we shoulda, woulda, coulda, or, you know, I love how people always say you don't shoulda all over yourself, right? But anytime you carry that energy, you're interrupting your happiness. You're basically saying, I'm living in a world of regret. I'm living in a world of doubt. I'm living in a world where I feel compromised. I'm living in a world where I feel like things aren't fair. If that's the world you are living in right now, then forgive me with all my heart, you are sabotaging yourself and you are deluding yourself, because what's happening is that the universe will always be there to support your happiness. You just have to send the universe a bone. You know, you just have to say, okay, I get it. I'm ready to break through the illusion of shoulda, woulda, coulda. I'm ready to accept and trust that everything around me has been happening exactly as it needs to happen for me to be able to break through and be who I am. And that's the kahuna moment.
Yeah. You know, when we break through and find that energy inside of ourselves that somehow we said, has this been here the whole time? You know, it's sometimes it takes a little crisis, or it takes it takes an interruption in the pattern, whatever pattern was going on, where we suddenly realize, wait a minute.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm okay. Life is good.
Yeah, baby.
And this was an experience.
Right.
You know, when we get that kind of that level of pleasant detachment, we begin to discover what is the foundation that's been allowing us to have all these experiences, all these emotions for all those years.
Yes. Yes. And yes, again, Sri, I love it.
And so, beloved ones, if we want to boil it down to a couple of things that you can kind of think about from here on forward, is that in order to have happiness in a relationship, in a true partnership, it's essential that there is a spiritual foundation that we both people are working with, embracing.
Yeah, now take that in, because that was one of the things I was kind of alluding to earlier when I shared with you that the compromises, if you are in a partnership where you must either completely hide or deny who you truly are, but you think that you are really in love with this person, and that this person really loves you, then we invite you to sit down and have a discussion with them about how much you're hiding, and to see how you can navigate through that. Because in order to truly be happy, You need to have the safety, which starts with yourself, right? Feeling safe within yourself to be yourself. And if you're in a situation where you are constantly, you know, something as silly as my former husbands were not vegetarian, whereas I have been vegetarian virtually my entire life. And so when I was, I would never cook the meat, but even smelling it in the house would make me sick. Sometimes I would have to go outside. And so that was a compromise that I finally realized never supported me,
right.
You know, and that I thought, oh, well, the fact that, and the fact that I was oftentimes belittled or had to constantly justify why I was vegetarian, something as simple and basic as that became something that I realized helped me hide, that I was constantly pretending, and you know, that the books I was reading were either not acknowledged or I had to hide them, or there was no interest in sharing those books with me, that the spiritual experiences were unable to be shared. And you're right, Sri, this is a foundation that I think is kind of a rock in our marriage.
Absolutely. And the reason I wanted to share it and underscore it is, if you really step back for a moment and you say, okay, here I am having a life.
Right.
Okay, my life here on planet Earth is filled with experiences. It's filled with accomplishments and failures and all the various things, you know, that that we do, that we choose to do.
Yeah.
What is beyond that? And when we begin to hang out a little bit in the question of what is the energy that allows me to have this life? What is the energy that supports me to have successes and failures and all the rest of it? When we begin to open the doorway in our consciousness to embrace a more expanded context for our lives, we have found a point of stability outside the day-to-day upsy-downsies. And that point of stability is the foundation for being happy in the face of anything that life can throw at you.
What an important discernment, Sri.
It's really
important.
This
is that wisdom discernment coming out.
And that's that same place that we touched about earlier when, you know, something happens in your life and suddenly you realize, you know, I'm okay. I may have just lost all my money, but I'm okay. I might have
been there, done that too.
I might have lost a love relationship, but I'm still here. I'm all right. There is a sense that in spite of anything in the external world, there is an okayness inside of you.
But that comes from trust. See, and that's why we're talking about this right now, because now that we're through that big 9 to 18, 9 to 19 period, and guys, there's another huge period coming up in early November, but we'll get to that next week. But what's happening is that there is an opportunity now to claim your stability through your happiness. Imagine how stable your life gets when you are able to claim your happiness regardless. That is the journey of the master.
And that is the journey of self-ascension.
Exactly. The yoga of self-ascension is based upon peace, love, and joy. And if you've never read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, please, please do. And you know, one of the things we talked about early this month is that this is the month, if you really want to do the deep work, if you really want to find that deep sense of being sincerely ready to go, ready to fly, then with all my heart and soul, go to SriandKira.com, click on the home study section, and find the program that calls to you. But I will share, if you want a suggestion, November, and start right now, start in October, take Navigating the Inner Matrix. Navigating the Inner Matrix will absolutely set you on track, and it's a 9-week program, so this is still a really good time to start.
Absolutely.
You do it at home, you do it in your own pace, it's extremely affordable, you can do it with or without a coach, and who doesn't enjoy a little bit of personal support at a time like this? It will really help anchor your happiness.
Absolutely. Because the habit of the habit.
There you go.
You know, the egoic lens that is our assumed identity from birth. We step right into the egoic lens and say, that's who I am.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the one that's also carrying all the pain and discomfort.
Right.
And so that habit of relying on the egoic filter as your sole source of information, that's the habit that needs to be softened, because there's far more than that.
There really is. I'm giggling, Sri, because as you're sharing that, I keep hearing Archangel Zadkiel, and this is in both Navigating the Inner Matrix and our Sacred Union, The Journey Home book, which Navigating the Inner Matrix works with. And I just keep hearing Zodkiel saying the habit of the habit of the pain will undermine your happiness at every cost.
Yes.
And that is true. That habit of the habit of the pain of the pain. And it's so sly and so thick that we don't even know we're in it until we wonder why we're not happy. We wonder why we're depressed. We wonder why we're not in the partnership and the relationship we want. If you're willing to do the work, what Sri and I can absolutely guarantee you is that you can be happy. You can break free. And I am so excited about this show because we have so much more to share.
Well, there are a couple other little quote-unquote secrets that we do want to share
and,
with
and
you.
And a full bank of phone callers. Hold on, guys. We are getting to y'all, I promise.
All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a little station break, and when we come back, we're hitting the phone line.
Yeah, we are.
So stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you just right now in this moment, because this is the point of power. As you relax into this moment, may you remember that we have already touched on some beautiful, just call them little nuggets of gifts that I want to underscore before we move forward.
Well, those little keys to happiness.
Those
and I
keys.
Love that, Sri. Yeah, we've already offered you guys three, and I hope you're making a note of these because they really do work. And Sri and I are sitting here after 16 years of marriage and saying, guys, we've got this. We've been our own case study.
Yeah, it is true. Well, I'll tell you what, the one thing that I do want to mention that is so pivotal and so important is to have a honest to goodness functioning forgiveness practice in your life.
Yes.
Because the emotional body, the egoic identity will keep a scorecard. It will interrupt your joy constantly if you haven't learned how to properly employ the power of forgiveness.
Because of that habit of the habit of the pain of the pain. And so remember, we talked about this in the first part of the show, and I do want to share with you that if you're having a hard time with forgiveness or you have a hard time going there because, you know, yeah, let's face it, that little ego likes being out of the car seat and running around,
it likes
right?
being right.
If you need to help clear your body energetically, another gift we can offer to you, it's free. Go to SriandKira.com, our main website, click on the Yoga of Self-Ascension, and go get and learn the container practice. I know that we are broken records about this because it works. So go grab it, guys. Learn it. Use it. And you know, Sri, let's talk about that. So we offered you guys in the first half of the show three very distinct things that absolutely will anchor true happiness, not transient density happiness. Number one was forgiveness, active forgiveness in your life, as Sri just mentioned again.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, trust. That's a big one, guys, because trust and love in the realm of the archangelics are the same. And we've been talking about this all month long. If you want to learn more about that, go check out the archives. Go watch, go listen to all the rest of our shows. And last but not least,
is that spiritual context.
Woo! That spiritual union, that not hiding energy. These are all very valuable keys. And you know, guys, you could take all three of those and put them in a beautiful basket known as authenticity.
Ooh, there we go. Because authenticity is the energy that is lined up with the essential truth of you, the essence of you. And when we line up with the what is essential, the I am energy within, then the rest of it sorts itself out.
Well, it kind of, it actually puts the rest of it into perspective.
It does.
You know, it really does.
I believe it was in one of the Nag Hammadi manuscripts. I don't remember which one, but there was a quotation, and it was basically this: that which is inside of you is more powerful than that which is outside of you.
Wow, that is just powerful to listen to. And you know, Sheree, speaking of powerful, all these beautiful beings are on the call, are on hold. We have so much more to share about these keys to happiness. So why don't we run to the phone lines?
We're going to do it. We're going to head to line three, and we'll say hi to Eleanor from California.
First time caller. Welcome, Eleanor.
Hi, Sheree and Kira. I'm calling from Northern California, and I've been listening to you folks for several times now, just pretty recently. I have a group of people, like people around me that introduced me to you folks, and for some reason Spirit has been nudging me to call today, and just your message earlier has resonated with me, especially talking about marriage and healing and forgiveness. I'm going through a cycle right now, and I'm finding a lot of things are surfacing, and I'm finding my strength. And I just want to hear your reading. I want to see what you folks think about me, because lately I've been feeling like there is a higher purpose for me, like there is something that I need to do in my life. And looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
Oh, well, Eleanor, we're honored. Thank you, my love. I mean, sincerely, thank you. I will share with you that as you started sharing, even as you were talking, there are these beautiful goddess-like energies that are around you. And there's this one that came forward, and she's wearing like a soft pink, almost like pashmina type shawl. And it's draped around her head. She has soft brown hair, beautiful eyes that keep changing color. I was going to say blue, but then they go green, and then they go gold, and then they go, it's like all these rays, that now they're violet. It's like all these rays of light coming out of her. And what she's saying to you is that you have been brought to a moment of divine empowerment, and that everything that's happening around you right now is because you have been calling out for this next level of growth. And she keeps using 3 months, 3 months, 3 months. And I keep seeing the transition, like from December into January. And she's saying that it is important for you to go out and be in nature, in whatever area of nature calls to you. And she said, find either a pebble, a leaf, or some other natural object. So it could be like, I don't know, maybe a piece of grass or something like that. And she's saying, as you pick it up and hold it in your hands, connect with the energy of life and call that energy into your heart. And from there, the next doorway will open. And she keeps talking about things like false beliefs, lack of empowerment, and that all of that is turning right now. And as long as you stay in this focused energy between now, over these next 3 months, it's like everything shifts very, very quickly in the new year. And so, my angel, I am honored to connect with you and this beautiful goddess around you. You carry extraordinary energy, and thank you for the honor of meeting you today. Many, many blessings.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, angel. Dear. Many blessings. Namaste. Ooh, talk about happiness, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And let's all just take a breath and smile at this connection, because the community that gathers every Sunday is a very special group.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the other keys that we haven't talked about. I'm just on it right now. And that is to surround yourself with spiritual family.
And exactly. Really important, Sheree. This is an important one.
Because we mentioned the spiritual context, having a context for your life that's greater than the material world.
Yeah, bingo.
That would be the most simple definition.
I love it.
And then it's to be able to reinforce that by being around spiritual family.
Right.
And some people begin that journey in various groups and churches and communities, and that's a good place to learn. But spiritual family, just as we are learning by listening together, is a lot.
Every Sunday, right?
It's wider than people you've met in person.
Well, and each person carries with them such a beautiful group of masters. Like, we just met this beautiful, beautiful goddess energy that Eleanor brought in. And you know, Sri, this is partially why I have to admit that I get always like a little kid when it comes around the gathering of spiritual family in person as well. I mean, we always get excited every Sunday to be with you right here, right now, and anytime we have the opportunity to connect. However, I gotta say, like the event coming up in December, and we only have 2 spots left, guys. Claim your space.
Absolutely, because when we gather in person for a period of time, the egoic shell just softens. The love grows.
And recognition. The mastery. I mean, I have watched people that have been spending years trying to grow, and in days, they do the work of years.
They do, because what happens is when we set aside the nonsense and simply trust that which is within us is more powerful than any of that nonsense. All of a sudden, we're standing in our power and we're going, oh, where have you been all my life? Well, love you.
I know. It's awesome. And so, hey, check it out, guys. Join us on this mastery journey that we are going to be taking from December 29th through January 3rd. And that includes the New Year's Ensoulment. You'll be here live for that. And of course, if you can't be here live, make sure you send us an email and get on our list to join the video stream. And you can find all of this at SriAndKira.com. Right there on the homepage, you'll see it. Click on it. Go to the events. Join us. Because when we gather a spiritual family, we each grow exponentially. And the other thing I've been really excited about is, you know, Sri and I are very blessed to live here in the Andes Mountains of Ecuador. Is lately, especially with LATAM Airlines and I think Avianca, the rates to Ecuador have been crazy good. I mean, like really.
Yeah, you can fly there for equal or less than flying across the USA.
Yeah, like $400 to $500 I'm finding rates for. It's crazy. So anyway, get down here, guys. We only have 2 spaces left and we cannot take more than that. So join us. It would be our honor to spend spiritual family time with you. And, you know, Sri, speaking of spiritual family time,
we've got folks lined up to say hello to. We're heading to line 5, and we'll welcome Carla from British Columbia.
Another first timer. Welcome, Angel.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on this call. I'm grateful to be here. First of all, let me say thank you for the work that you do. I was introduced to you this year, and really, I really began my awakening process this year, and it could be truly defined by clearing and trust, and I'm so resonating to this call today because I've reached this point where I can finally tap into the joy that, you know, is the result of that journey. And it's interesting because I've wanted to call in ever since I discovered you, and I felt I was holding back, and today I really felt like it's time to stop holding back. So I want to say thank you and ask you for the gift of our mini soul reading.
Well, it is our absolute honor to offer that to you, my angel. And I will share that you were breaking up just a little bit, so I didn't quite hear everything. However, your energy is so clear and so beautiful that your energy reveals itself like a crystalline river. When I see you, I see this beautiful flowing river, and it's like you appear to me almost like a Kuan Yin goddess. And as that, there's this soft energy, like you are, how do I describe this? It's not like you're walking on the river. It's like you're just flowing with it. It's like you are the river. And this energy around you, all of it is saying the same thing. It's like, and I need to share with you, I'm hearing this as a harmony. And so it's very musically oriented. And I'm asking them to translate this into words for you. And the words they're giving me is very simply, allow yourself to float. There is nothing that you need to stick to or cling with. And as you allow the river to take you, you will discover that everything around you has been inviting you to grow. And that's what they want you to hear today, my angel. And I love you so dearly. And I'm so grateful you're on the planet. Thank you for getting through.
Many blessings.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Carla. Namaste. Namaste, beloved one.
Absolutely. You know, it's so important that we take time out and just either reflect on our situation or reach out to spiritual folks and engage in conversation. You know, to share what you're experiencing, to be able to look more deeply. Because this planet we're on, this beautiful planet, is surrounded by an energy that we call the planetary thought body.
Yeah.
And that energy is filled with, let's just say it's filled with tragic solutions. The planetary thought body is filled with unhealed energies, including emotional energies and belief systems and the rest of it.
Yeah.
And the reason it's circulating the Earth is because it's unresolved.
Right.
You know, you don't leave Earth until you're resolved and ready to go to the next plane of existence. And so it is with these energies. So oftentimes when people are trying to reach out and find answers or to find reassurance, they don't quite reach far enough. Mm. You know, the key is to be able to have spiritual practices that connect you to an essential energy, to have spiritual friends that will love you no matter what.
I love that. And you know, Sri, I love our callers, and we have so many more holding. Let's keep going.
All righty then.
Brian, we want to hear from you. Let's hope we can hear you, baby.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
I'm kind of bummed out about the moving out situation, and I'd like to get a birthday mini soul reading for my birthday on Friday.
Oh, you know what, Brian? I'm gonna give you that reading for your birthday, and I'm gonna also share with you though that again your connection coming through our call board is really scratchy. So I'm gonna invite you to just relax and listen, because this is your moment to relax and listen. And so, my beloved Brian, my beloved angel, as your beautiful life begins another place, another round amongst this beautiful planet, I'm seeing your feet, and your feet are looking to me like the feet of, the word they're giving me is a magician. Your feet are covered in these beautiful rings, like every toe has these beautiful gold rings with these beautiful jewels on them. And then they're showing me the hem of what looks to be like a king's robe. And it's a gold hem, but it's on a very dark, like almost a purpley, gorgeous royal purple robe. And as I gaze up, your face is so radiant and you're smiling and you have these crystalline beams coming out of your eyes. And in your left hand, it's gold, lots of gold around you, Brian. It's like a gold staff. And at the top, it looks almost like a lotus, but it's open. And it's like it's open to receive energy. And so the message that's coming through this is a moment for you to connect with the empowered king within that is in full balance with the empowered queen, and to recognize that when you lift your left hand in the energy of your truth, you are able to receive whatever you want into this. They're calling that lotus at the top of your staff a cradle of creation, that you are able to receive into the cradle of creation, stabilize the heart of this world, and carry forward with the miracle presence of you. And so happy birthday, my love. And I'm so, so sorry that our mechanics are not able to have me feel more connected with you in this moment. But boy, is your spirit big. And may your heart know that we love you with all our heart. Wow.
Many, many blessings.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. One thing we've noticed is as the frequencies are rising.
And are they ever?
The technology is less reliable.
Well, you know, I have to share with you guys the cutest little story. So my daughter was here from the United States visiting last week, and she's really quite an incredible photographer. And she has this little company, Vanilla Line Photography. And so she brought her really good camera with her, and she brought with her a bank of camera, like she has some type of battery system that had like four of those rechargeable batteries in it. And she was like, you know, Mom, no matter where I've gone around the world, this battery bank lasts at least 10 days. I don't have to carry everything. Well, guys, 3 days in, because of the energy here at Tosa Blue Mountain, 100% of her batteries were discharged. Did not even bring chargers because she was so sure this would not happen. And so I'm just giving that as a little idea of, yes, have you noticed your batteries are discharging faster? Have you noticed your electronics are less stable? Those are actually, I don't want to use the word symptoms of ascension, but what they are is confirmation of a higher frequency energy in your energy field.
That's true, because technology is designed at one level of being, but your infinite spirit has a far greater capacity.
Yeah, and if you're sitting there going, well, what can I do about it? I will tell you that we have tons of energetic support all over the property here, but it does not stop those batteries from discharging.
Well, and so you keep charging them up again.
The best you can. Well, hey, our producer says he's reset the call board. Let's see if we can get another caller in and hopefully hear what they have to say.
Let's do it. We're heading to line 4, and we'll say hi to Monica from Ohio.
Hey, Monica Angel. Namaste. All right. Well, we're just going to say, Monica, we love you, and we're so sorry you couldn't get through today. And for all of you, make sure you call back next week if you didn't get through today, we will get through and get you up and running there.
We can reset and reconnect.
We can do it all.
One of the things I just want to take a moment since we have this moment to remind ourselves that happiness is a state of beingness that is uncluttered by preoccupations about past or future.
Yeah.
Happiness is an energy of trusting that which is within you.
Yeah.
To carry you through that which is without. and the without meaning outside of you. You know, we dance in paradoxes. We dance in the energies of both the inner sanctum and the outer activity. And this is why the cycle of experience, awareness, and choice becomes a fundamental, call it a wheel of evolution.
You know, that's a powerful wheel too, because until we develop awareness, and you might think, well, wait a minute, I'm already aware, but there honestly is truth in, and especially when when it comes to claiming your happiness, we would pray that today's show might have assisted you to gain a greater awareness, to become aware of all of the things around you. Because once we become aware, once we claim our awareness, then we can begin to have the experience. For example, is forgiveness holding you back? Then be aware of that and then do the forgiveness practice. Again, send us an email to support@selfascension.com and we will send you that forgiveness packet. Are you aware that you're hiding? Are you not aware that you're hiding? Maybe it's time to take inventory of your own authenticity, because if there's anything within your life experience that's causing you to not be who you are, then what I would strongly suggest is you take that inventory of happiness. Why not start a happiness inventory right now? Pull out those 3 keys that we gave you today. I think we actually might have given you 4. Pull out all the keys we offered you today, put them in the lock, and begin to live the life of your dreams. Because when you call that happiness from the deep soul space of the truth of who you are, when you allow your authenticity to lead, your life is a miracle with every breath.
Authenticity is always there to be you, to be with you, to guide you, to be the you that you have been looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Authenticity
in every way
is never lost. It's never too late. Now is always available. Now is always available.
And in the now, we know with all of our heart, you are happy because you are. Remember, my angels, we say it every week. I deserve because I was born.
I deserve because I was born.
Yes, you do.
And beloved community, until we have the joy of being live next week with you.
That always makes me happy.
May you breathe deeply. May you find those moments of deep peace and smile at them. And may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkiraradio.com.
Kira.com. See you next week. Namaste.